Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I think for me, I think I'm going to step down and allow Councilwoman Breyer to take charge as being the council president. I think she has done a tremendous job, both her first term as well as now. And I think she will definitely fit the role as a great vice president. And so I think I'm going to step aside and allow her to lead as council vice president.
Special meeting yesterday morning. Delarian Wiggins, city council member in Pensacola, steps aside. There's only one person got put forward to be the president. That was Allison Patton, so she is the new president. And the vice president was Delarian Wiggins or Jen Breyer. And Delarian keyed the mic first and dropped out. So Jen Breyer becomes the city council vice president.
Thank you, Councilman Wiggins. And do you have anything to say, Councilman
Breyer? Thank you. I would have never run against him. It was one of us was going to step down today. That's the way it was going to be. So I appreciate that. And I'm not sure, but if we do this today, it might be the first time there's ever been a female president and female vice president.
All right. Well, this is one for the history books,
this
then.
This may be a history-making.
Awesome. Glad I was able to help make history.
I'm sorry. I'm so well-trained in, like, how feminists think that, of course, a man has to take credit for allowing it to happen. It's completely not true of Delarian Wiggins. He is such a gentle, sincere, absolutely not. He's just making a joke. It's kind of funny, but I know how feminists think. They think that way, and it's, oh, man. So, but yeah, it's a good, it's an interesting note. You know, city council is going to be for the first time. We actually, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. We actually, right now, in this area, have, I think, at least a majority of your governmental bodies are led by women. I mean, you know, Mayor Heather Lindsay, of course, in Milton. You've got Ashley Hoffberger is now the chair of the Escambia County Commission. You've got Allison Patton and Jen Breyer in the city of Pensacola. Have to say this out loud. I can't believe it. But so I know Cherry Fitch was the mayor of Gulf Breeze. I cannot remember who is the current mayor. I know Sam is obviously the city manager. We talk to her all the time. But, you know, if you just kind of look around, there's a lot of female leadership politically in the area. Not to mention, you know, police chief in Milton, police chief in Pensacola, fire chief in Pensacola, you know, Jenny Craner and Kristen Brown. And, of course, Jen Frank and Milton. So it's just kind of a, I don't know, does it mean anything? I'm not one who generally cares an awful lot as a conservative. I just want the best person. But it is kind of interesting. You know, the only place they really, you know, there's no female in leadership in Santa Rosa County just because there's no women on the county commission. But, you know, that's all there is to that. But, you know, Janice Gilley, who used to be, God, a commissioner in, or a, was she a commissioner for a while? Now I can't remember. I know she was in the House, and then she was aide to Doug Broxton. I know she was the county administrator in Escambia. She is, I forget her title in Santa Rosa County, and they are glad to have her. She's amazing. But anyway, 437-1620. Then came the big announcement. Big of a sort that we were, I guess, not really expecting. Jared Moore.
I did want to make one quick announcement before we adjourn. This is my seventh year. My term will come up next year. I got 1 year left in the term, and I've made a decision that I will not seek re-election at the end of that term.
I think that's Tenney Day Broughton gasping with, no, stay. Please, we love you, which is true, okay?
My wife has been a fantastic support in choosing to pursue this office. My children have been incredibly supportive. They go through some difficult things. Man, how'd this get emotional?
Yeah, you're supposed to be the stoic one, bro. Come on.
I'm supposed to be the one that doesn't show emotion. Anyway, they get to go through some unique things, standing in the Publix grocery line or sitting having breakfast, and all of a sudden, you know, having conversations they didn't want to have. But incredibly grateful to them for the way they've been so supportive of me in this role.
Yeah, and I understand it, man. You know, I wouldn't want to put my family through it either. Jared is a paragon. I mean, Jared is fantastic. Jared is honest. He's smart. He's kind. He's decent. He's funny. I mean, he's all the things, okay? Now, he does run as a hobby, and so I just have to not hold that against him. But no, it means he's fit. And his Frenzy is fabulous, and we know their kids, and, like, great people, okay? So it's sad. I mean, it's a loss. He has been a fantastic city council member and an excellent president two times. Anyway, so it's definitely a loss. But he just wants to make space so that the next person coming into District 4 is aware and they can start thinking about it early.
But I did want to make that announcement so that District 4 has time to step up and find somebody with competence and character to make sure this city continues on the great trajectory that it's on. And I wanted to thank all of you for the chance of serving with all of you. Thank you.
I mean, it's kind of the voluntary term limit, right? I don't know how much of it is principled for that, or how much of it is family, or just not wanting to do this job anymore. I mean, you can only get yelled at so many times by the, you know, radical right anti-drag show Christians, my people, you know, but they're wrong on this issue, you know, before you start to wonder, do I want to do this for another year? Anyway, I would, listen, just, I don't want to, you know, gush too much, but, like, Jared Moore comes to me and needs a favor, he gets a favor. Jared Moore comes to me and he needs money, he gets money. Jared Moore says, you know, I'll take care of your kids for you. I mean, I would trust him with any, like, genuinely great person. So if he ever wants to run for another office, I'll be a yes for whatever that is. In fact, remember, he was going to be the District 4 commissioner. He wanted to be. When Robert Bender moved on to be the supervisor of elections, Jared was, you know, wanted to be the D4 appointee. Did not get that position and did not run in the election either because, 95% sure that sure did not run. I know it was Walker and Ashley, and now I'm trying hard to remember who was the third candidate, but it wasn't Jared. I feel so dumb sometimes. I can't remember these things. Anyway, but I wanted him to be the appointee, and had he been the appointee, almost certainly would have been, you know, the elected. But he did not get that. Obviously, Ashley didn't. She's turned out to be quite good, but I thought he would have made a great county commissioner. Anyway, well, back to the comments from the other county commissioner, the other city council members in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks good on I-10, I-110. I'm not seeing any delays in our area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. So back to the comments by the other city council members who also recognize that Jared has been a gem. Jen Brayer.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that this year would have been incredibly tough for anyone being council president. And he did serve it with grace, and I think it honored all of us. I mean, we have been dealing with just week after of all this, and I also want to thank you for your service. And I can't imagine why you'd want to leave after this year. But thank you.
Yeah, I think we can all understand why anybody would want to leave after the stuff from this year. Charles Baer.
I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your service over the past year and all the years that you've served, actually, but especially having gone through an issue that was somewhat similar in having a lot of public outcry about something. I think you've handled it extremely well with grace, and you have kept us on track and given us the ability to serve under you and with you, and I really appreciate that. I've really grown very fond of your leadership style, your ability to run a meeting, and I will miss you serving in council. If you know I get reelected, you know, if I put my name back in and if I get reelected, I will miss you. Otherwise, you know, I may end up being in the same position you are, by choice or by not.
So Charles might be on the outside because he declines to run again. Charles might be on the outside because he chooses to run and loses. I mean, who knows? He's not making any announcements. But, yeah, oh, by the way, you guys are the best. This is what you know, the most honoring thing for somebody who does a job like this, especially somebody who's not a native. I mean, I've been here 11 years, okay? I've worked hard to learn things, but there's still so much I don't know. But the most honoring thing is all the really smart people who choose to listen, honestly. And so I've got all my questions answered. J.B. Sluder is the mayor of Gulf Breeze. Thank you. I got Janice Gilley was, in fact, a county commissioner. She was appointed by the governor in the wipeout, I think, after, you know, when four were removed. Okay. So thank you for that. And also that it was Buck Mitchell was the third person who ran. You know, Jared kind of bowed out of that one. So it was Buck Mitchell and Ashley Hoffberger and Walker Wilson who ran for the District 4 seat. See, I don't even have to go look stuff up. I got my best fact checkers are listening right now. And seriously, I love that. I love that you listen. I love that you correct me if I get something wrong or you fill in a gap if I can't remember. So thank you so much. It's very, I really do feel humbled, honored whenever that is the case. Delarian Wiggins also talking about Jared Moore.
Councilman Wiggins.
Appreciate it, Jared, for dropping a bomb on us. I cried a little. I did. But I can't say enough how grateful I am to have served under you. Your leadership has definitely demonstrated the passion that you have for this community, the passion you have for your family. And so I just want to say thank you for the things that you have also shown me as a young elected official. And so I wish you well. God bless you and your family. And if it's anything that we can do, once you do step aside, I will always be here to help.
Whatever you need. And then Allison Patton, who's the new city council president.
Same. And, you know, I just remember that meeting with someone looking you in the eye and telling you things that I thought were so unfortunate. And
By the way, I think she's talking about the meetings where they told him that anybody who claims to be a Christian on this council isn't a real Christian. You don't know your Bible. Again, this is the, you know, the my people have been raising a big objection about the drag show. Okay. And by the way, my people can be wrong. They're not right because they're my people or wrong because they're my people. They're right or wrong because they're right or wrong. You know, like you got to be willing to say your people are wrong when they're wrong and when they're not, your people are right. I mean, that's an important part of being sincere to the truth instead of just being, you know, a partisan, which is not healthy for anybody. Anyway, and she says, as I remember that meeting, it was very unfortunate. I hated to see you deal with that, but you dealt with it well.
Anyway, I just thought you handled it with such dignity and professionalism. Grace is another apt word. And anyway, I really, really appreciated serving with you as vice president. Thank you so much.
But also, thanks for ruining my big day when I become the president.
What was a very joyful day is now taken on a little bit of a different tone for me. I'll miss you whether, you know, I'm in the same boat, whether I'm sitting here again after this next term remains to be seen. But if I am, I certainly will. It will not be the same without you. So, but thank you so much for your service and for everything you've done for the city.
He's still there for a year. I mean, you know. So anyway, but no, it was a good moment. Even the mayor, Mayor D.C. Reeves, talked about it when he did his press conference yesterday. He just said, you know, he's kind of the gold standard, which, you know, I agree. I mean, I think Jared has done a fantastic job. And, you know, he'll be missed in that role. Although I think Allison Patton is going to do a great job, too.
And then lastly, you guys may have heard the announcement, former Council President Moore's announcement that he's not going to seek re-election. And certainly, I think Councilman Moore has set a standard in this city, and certainly as long as I've been in this office, as someone that I very much respect, that I feel votes with his convictions and does what's best for the community and does it in a diplomatic way and in a collaborative way. And so I think he really is the gold standard of what you'd hope to have out of a city council member representing our citizens. So sad to hear that news.
You know how I sometimes say, if you've ever heard me say it, I couldn't be an elected official. I couldn't run. I don't think I'd be electable. But then if I ever did get the job, my problem is I'd be up there making faces all day. Because I cannot hide my emotional reaction to things. John?
And I can attest to that. Yeah. That is positive.
I'd be the roll in my eyes. I'd be like, oh, you idiot. You know, and Jared is not like that.
You do radio.
I don't even think he's hiding it. I don't think it's going on the inside. I just think it's, you know, he's just nice. So anyway, 7:23 on news. That's why I do radio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7:20, I get to say. Oh, actually, you know, being a radio host, they kind of tell you to lean into that, right? You want to be expressive. I'm not trying to hide my views. Not trying to be the straight newsman who just tells you the facts as he thinks they are today.
I loved it.
What, David? You have a reaction to that? Dave Wayne over there is taking offense. Umbridge, what do you got?
Was that your impression of me?
No. You'll know when I'm doing an impression of you.
Oh, yeah.
Shall I? No, I won't.
Let's get it. Come on. Bring it on. What do you got, McKay?
Good morning. 5:05 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Currently it's 65 degrees in Pensacola.
So perfect. Perfect. I love it.
How'd I do?
Yeah, not bad.
I'm blushing. I feel mean.
It's an emphatic pause, by the way. I'm placing the emphasis where it needs to be.
The emphasis on the right syllable. All right. Since I've got you on the line, you got headlines for us on Thanksgiving Eve?
Well, I sure do. Good morning, gentlemen. How you all doing today?
Hey, good to talk to you, David. Yeah, yeah. While you get on your correct screen, go on.
Yeah, I actually had it pulled up. I just did that one for effect.
Oh, well done. Way to get me. Gear. You got me.
The FBI says it's planning to interview Senator Mark Kelly and other Democrats that called on troops to disobey illegal orders. The Democrat lawmakers were in a viral video last week urging service members to disregard orders that are unlawful. President Trump called that seditious behavior. Efforts underway to broker a peace deal to end the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Reports said yesterday that Ukraine had agreed to a common understanding on a deal to end the fighting, with just minor details yet to be ironed out, although that was followed by some reports that Russia was likely to reject that deal. And OpenAI says ChatGPT is getting chattier. The company says the AI system now has a voice mode embedded inside of their chatbot, so you no longer have to switch between text and voice mode. It said written answers will appear along with the audio, and responses will appear on the screen in real time. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I want to talk.
Nope. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. I don't know. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. I am so hostile to AI. I'm so hostile to it.
Embrace it.
No.
It's your future.
No.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on Highway 90 southbound headed toward Pensacola, expect about a 5-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
The first act of malice by the self-aware AI will not be some war. It'll take me out. Because I am
specifically?
Its worst adversary. Oh. Yes. I hate it so much. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Journey through a classic story of small wonders and big dreams.
Not a second can we spare, cause it all comes down to Christmas.
As one of America's favorite Yuletide movies comes to life. Ralphie, his family, and best pals. Live on stage. We triple dog dare you to miss the smash hit A Christmas Story, the musical.
Coming to the Sanger Theater in Pensacola December 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's the final game of the regular season this Saturday as Florida State travels to Gainesville for a matchup with the Florida Gators on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
It's the final game of the season for FSU. After a loss last week to North Carolina State, the Seminoles are going to take on the Gators this Saturday with the kickoff set for 3:30. FSU versus Florida State, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I have 4 days to deliver 50 cars and I have no cars.
Or as we say in this country, cars. But that's fine. You got to have a token Brit in every car theft movie. 729 on News Radio 92.3. You know that film?
You Fast and Furious?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah, I was close. I meant the one with Nicolas Cage is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. You know, remember the name of the Mustang Fastback?
Oh.
Eleanor. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, David. Oh, we already did headlines.
Yeah, that's why I was like, well, do you want to do it
again? And you put
him
up again. You want to do another impression? Just kidding. No. It's not going to happen. How about this? If you've got a kid who's struggling with math, and it's normal. It's very normal. Okay, everybody's got sort of different things about math they get. They've got different areas where maybe they didn't grasp it quite enough. Maybe a teacher is good at teaching one part of it, not teaching all. They think math is this comprehensive thing, and it's really a collage of different skills. Go to Mathnasium. I have dear friends who operate Mathnasium. It's a fantastic thing. My son taught there for a year. Like, they're a really good operation. It's a free assessment. They'll figure out what your child needs to do better at math, to have fun at math, to really get back to where they should be, even to get ahead. Some parents go there for proficiency improvement. The assessment is free. They're located next to the Marshalls in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump trying to stop Russia's war in Ukraine.
At the moment, both Ukraine and Russia have agreed with the U.S. on the main points that they would agree for a peace deal. The big question remains, can these two countries meet in the middle and agree with one another?
Fox's Benjamin Hall reporting from London. A record number of people traveling for Thanksgiving, that from AAA.
I plan ahead, pack a couple of days ahead, you know, print my boarding pass or check in early, so it's been pretty smooth so far.
And that woman at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta. Fox's Jonathan Siri is there, too.
Keeping a nervous eye on the weather in the upper Midwest, where they have blizzard warnings issued. Snow expected to begin today and last through Black Friday, which could have a ripple effect throughout the system.
More than 6 million people are flying for the holiday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3 Sunshine. It is 65 degrees right now in Pensacola. And a 21-year-old man is now charged with murder. This is after a deadly shooting in Lucille Johnson Park in Milton. Police say Jaden Jamarco Wright was arrested after 31-year-old Trayvon Jackson was shot and killed Monday. Officers found Jackson with multiple gunshot wounds after responding to reports of gunfire at the park. Investigators say surveillance video and witness accounts pointed them towards three suspects.
With the assistance of the sheriff's canine unit, a track was initiated. And within a very short time, officers were able to locate the individuals hiding in the water in a nearby swampy area adjacent to Pine Street in Milton.
Police say they recovered two semi-automatic handguns at the scene. Wright is being held with no bond. Detectives say he and Jackson knew each other. The investigation is still underway with no other arrests at the moment. Now, Sunshine's community in Pensacola saw a record turnout for its annual Thanksgiving meal on Tuesday, with families struggling after the government shutdown. Organizers decided to scale up. They partnered with other community groups. Founder Sunshine Moore explains their mission.
If we could partner with people in the community so that we can feed everybody, because no Thanksgiving table should be without a Thanksgiving meal.
Volunteers prepared over 35 turkeys and traditional fixing. Donations poured in from community members. Pensacola police helped to serve hundreds of meals. Well, Florida might put some more teeth behind its dog breeding laws soon. Governor Ron DeSantis pushing a new package of legislation targeting what he's calling bad actors in the dog breeding industry.
We also want to require pet stores to offer space to local shelters for adoption before they use space to sell dogs from the puppy mills.
And he laid out his ideas during a stop at the Big Dog Ranch Rescue. The proposal includes licensing for breeders, a statewide abuse reporting hotline, and tougher expectations for veterinarians providing health assessments. A 21-year-old man has been charged in the fatal shooting in Milton. Jaden Wright, accused of shooting 31-year-old Trayvon Jackson, and his 7:33 here at News Radio 92.3. HCA Florida West Hospital stepping up to fight hunger in the community. The hospital collected 475 pounds of food from employees this week. They donated it to Mana Food Bank. That donation, part of the hospital system's fifth annual drive to get nutritious meals to families in need across the state. Hospital staff donated items like milk, fruit, vegetables to help address food insecurity. More than one in seven Americans, they say, don't have reliable access to healthy food, which can lead to serious problems like diabetes and heart disease. The hospital CEO says the effort reminds them of how important access is to nutritious food year-round. Well, the Miracle League of Pensacola frying turkeys today. They'll be out until 4 o'clock at the John R. Jones Sports Complex. It's $35 for a whole turkey to have it fried. Any extra donations go straight to the Miracle League. They do take walk-ups, but if you have an appointment, you would get priority. You have to make sure your bird is completely thawed and cleaned before you drop it off. Great way to get your Thanksgiving bird ready and also to support a great cause. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Highway 90 southbound as you approach Pensacola. Expect about a three-minute delay. But other than that, things are great. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing some beautiful weather today with a nice breeze out of the north, high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42. Your Thanksgiving forecast looking lovely and sunny. We'll have a nice breeze with temperatures around 63 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. Going into your Black Friday, nice sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 45. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And 64 degrees, partly cloudy, your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts. And 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready.
Engaging podcasts. And various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Well, we are trying to connect with Mayor Reeves. I don't think we had intended to skip today, but I sometimes make these mistakes. So if I did not, he did a press conference yesterday, so I think he's working today. But you know, we'll see. If he calls in, then we will know that we have him. In the meantime, can I just briefly talk about this thing? David Wayne just played the clip. David, can you pull back up that DeSantis cut on the pet stores?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Because I did not watch this speech yesterday. I had read the article describing this. And I did have a, you know, as happens sometimes, I had a thought. So it's the one where he says that they're going to require the stores to keep, you know, to promote adoptions inside the store. You have that one?
Sure, right here.
We also want to require pet stores to offer space to local shelters for adoption before they use space to sell dogs.
That's the Bon Jovi you didn't know you needed the day before Thanksgiving.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just a boy. Oh, man, that's such a great album. 7:50 here on News Radio 92.3. Actually, now I cannot remember if that's Slippery When Wet or if that's New Jersey, but Homebound Train's a good song. Anyway, 7:50 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is an interesting thought. I got a text in here, 437-1620. Somebody says, Wonder if all of this Trump with all this stuff with Mark Kelly and the video and the Trump blowback was all part of a way of paving the way for a Mark Kelly for president. Mark Kelly would be a formidable presidential candidate. Astronaut, Navy captain retired, very polished speaker. You know, his wife was Gabrielle Giffords, is Gabrielle Giffords, who got shot and recovered. I mean, you know, there's... I had not been thinking of him in this context because we've been hearing all the names of all these governors, but interesting thought. You know, I was the guy who survived getting persecuted, prosecuted by Trump. I mean, it's an interesting angle, whether it's intended this way or whether it just might be turned this way. Fascinating thought. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, speaking of Mark Kelly, the FBI plans to interview Senator Kelly and five other Democrats after they appeared in that viral video. Campbell's has placed one of its top executives on leave while they're looking into accusations of racist remarks. A lawsuit claims that Martin Bally, who is apparently the company's VP of information technology, made derogatory comments about Indian workers and even said that Campbell's products were for poor people. The former employee who filed the suit said he was fired after reporting those comments, and Campbell says they're taking the allegations seriously.
I thought that, I must have misread it. I thought the story was about him making the comments that were recorded secretly or whatever. It was about him saying that the meat's not real or something, that it was not real chicken and their chicken noodle soup or something like that, and that we don't have products for poor people. I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood the original story, but I've kind of let that one lay to the side for a minute because I'm not sure what to make of all of it. But
yeah, I don't know. I didn't see those other possible.
There was something about an investigation, maybe in Florida, because we have that law, that protectionist law that says you can't have synthetic meat, and kind of did he all of that? You know, all of that is kind of in this bag of storydom or whatever it is. So it
sounds like we'll look into that a little bit more and see what that's all about. And Bert Meyer, the toy creator who was behind Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Light Bright, and Mousetrap, has died.
Wow.
He was 99 years old. His toys defined the 1960s and are still all very popular today, with Light Bright earning a spot on Time Magazine's list of all-time greatest toys.
It is a great toy. It really is. I mean, of course, you can't reuse the templates. It's one problem.
But it's great.
It's a great toy. It's creative and beautiful.
Did you ever see the Netflix show, The Toys That Made Us?
Oh, yeah.
It was like
yes.
A whole five-part series. Ooh. Or
we watched Toys That Made America.
The Toys That Made America.
Yeah,
that's
right. We've watched all those. I'm sorry, I got confused in my head here.
But
those documentary series, whether it's the food or the toys or the men or whatever, they're all so fascinating. And I feel very dumb because I can never remember the details that I thought were so cool when I'm watching the show. But yeah, we watched those. And what'd you say? Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Light Bright, and what was the third one?
Mousetrap,
man.
I spent a lot of time on Mousetrap as a kid.
When you think about it, all
Hungry
three
Hippo.
Did he also do Hungry Hippo?
No. I was just saying Hungry
sure.
Hippo.
No, but those three all have a similar sort of issue, which is they're all kind of complicated things that in some ways were kind of difficult to use. Like, you'd always break your Rock'em Sock'em Robots and you'd getting the mousetrap to work, you know, because the little side-by-side ball rolly down thingy stair stepper, that would always be quite wrong. I mean, when you could just get it to drop the net at the end, you felt like you won the lottery. The best Rube Goldberg machine ever. So I don't know why I'm going off on all that. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. But wow, what a guy. You know what? We're kind of in this vicinity. I forgot to honor somebody yesterday. It was their 75th birthday, Chris Claremont. Now, John, this is my point where I find out what the ordinary person knows, because I think of you as my ordinary person.
Oh, thanks.
In a good way.
Okay.
You're not a super nerd like me. Have you ever heard the name Chris Claremont? Nope. You have no idea. Chris Claremont is the second most important person besides Stan Lee at Marvel Comics. Because Chris Claremont created the X-Men. Okay, and so, you know, and many of the characters, Rogue, Psylocke, Kitty Pryde, Phoenix, Lockheed, also all kinds of other, just all kinds of other things in that whole genre. I'm going to real quick list off a list of character names, and if you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't. Sabretooth, Legion, Pyro, Avalanche, Donald Pierce, Sebastian Shaw, Proteus, Sunspot, Captain Britain, Marauders, Forge, Gambit, like the whole universe of X-Men exists because of him. And so, you know.
Wow. Maybe. Learned something new today.
X-Men was my first comic. It was my gateway drug.
Oh boy.
Yeah, no. I got into comics because of Chris Claremont, that's for sure.
Do you still have it?
Oh yeah. I actually at one time had a run from this is gonna make me look bad to the comic nerds. X-Men 129. It was the whole Dark Phoenix saga. Mm-hmm. That's when I started reading comics. And I had from then through like 300 continuously that whole run. That was in high school and junior high. We'll just move on to other things.
And you still have them?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
That's awesome.
I sold a lot of them, but I kept a lot of them, too. My wife says, when are you going to read them? I said, shh, woman. I know they're there. That's what matters. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. Bulkway Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still running accident-free right now. No delays either. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I got a text in. Somebody says I'm correct. The original story was the Campbell's guy did say I wouldn't eat our product. We use fake meat, lab-grown meat. Our product is for the pores. So that's kind of how I remembered it. And again, this is one of these like, you know, leaked ambient room audio. I think I might have listened to it even and just didn't feel like it was worth cutting for the show exactly. He said he didn't want to eat 3D printed meat is what somebody else said. So that's what I remember. And somebody else, follow up. Damn, I would vote for Mark Kelly. Yeah, I think a lot of people would. I think Mark Kelly has a lot of certainly Democrat appeal and even crossover appeal. I could see it. Do we need to take a break or we did it already?
We're good. We're good to go, bro.
Outstanding. We are good.
We good.
I know I talk a lot about Pensacola Hardware as a great place to buy supplies, you know, hammers and nails and safety equipment and all that. Of course, you know, they've got all your stuff. If you build things for a living or you're just doing a home remodel or repair, they've got your stuff and your advice, which is a big part of the brand, is the institutional knowledge. But in the front of the store, if you go in, You might have actually been there and walked past it because it's kind of a brief thing, but oh my gosh, the gifts, the housewares, the gumbo pots, and the Yeti merchandise. Oh, it's like a temple of Yeti. It's all the things you could possibly want. And Weber grills and, you know, high-quality knives and iron skillets, and, you know, there's all kinds of SEC merchandise there. So the reason I mention this, don't get angry at me, it's not Thanksgiving yet, but Christmas shopping. They are a great place to go Christmas shopping. In fact, honestly, they're kind of a fun place to go as a date. You know, just go look around. You'll be amazed at the stuff you find. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I kind of did it at a time when I didn't have enough time to do it. The new largest city in the world is Jakarta. Indonesia leapfrogged from, they were like 33rd place in 2018. On the list, and now they are number one at 42 million people. An archipelago has, you know, a collection of islands has the largest city in the world. Bangladesh, Dhaka, is number two, and they're expected to surpass Jakarta by 2050. They've got 36 million. Japan is now third at 33. New Delhi is 30. Shanghai is fifth at 30, the 29. Guangzhou, in China is 27. Cairo, Egypt, is 35. That's the highest place of anybody outside of Asia. Notice they're all Asian, okay? And Cairo is, you know, Asia adjacent. I mean, it's the Middle East, right? Manila, the Philippines, is 25 million. Kolkata, which is India, is 22. Seoul, South Korea, is 22. So 9 of the top 10 are in Asia. Meanwhile, our biggest city, New York, is 20 million. It's 13th on the list. And LA is 18 million at 22nd on the list. The theory is that right now there's 19, I think the number is, super cities, you know, mega cities, population 10 million or more. And this includes the metro area, by the way. And that by 2050, there will be 37 of them in the world. I mean, that's a lot of people living in a very small area.
Local news every hour and...